Parenting in Two Languages, Parent-Teacher Conferences. One of the most rewarding things about parenting is being able to connect with people around your children. I simply do not know how I'd do my job as a parent without support from people like teachers, friends, family members, and even our neighbors. Communicating with these people can be challenging, however, especially with the various teachers at elite school. For instance, we have parent-teacher conferences a couple of times a year. The school sends us guidelines for each PTC ahead of time. You might think, do we really need a guideline to speak to each other? But in fact, we parents can get emotional when speaking about our children in both good and bad ways, and that could hinder us from having a rational and productive conversation. Another reason why it is hard for me to speak to Ellie's teachers is partly because of my childhood. I was a naughty child, doing all sorts of silly things. I read comics during morning assembly. I cheated on quizzes. I got into fist fights with classmates. Yes, I literally committed enough mischief to last a lifetime. In the fifth and sixth grades, I spent more time standing out in the hallway for distracting other kids from studying than sitting in a classroom. Despite all that, my parents, who were too busy with work and knew nothing about my misdemeanors, often went to school meetings with my teachers and complained about this and that, leading to some very embarrassing elementary school memories for me. Now, I'm a working mother who spends most of her day at the office, and so the opportunities to observe how Ellie or other children her age grow up are extremely limited. At the end of the day, the only person I can really compare Ellie with is myself when I was young. And my experiences only make me more quiet in PTCs, fearing I also might not know much about Ellie at all. To my surprise, what I was able to leverage the most was my experiences at work. If you want to communicate effectively in the workplace, you first have to show your colleagues respect. It's also important to be mindful that there are differences in your positions and roles in the office, and in what you know about certain topics, even though you all work toward a common goal. Listening and asking the right questions are always more important than speaking. After years of work experience, I realized that it was critical for me to try to stick to these simple rules at work. So I did the same in PTCs. All of a sudden, I felt I was well prepared for the discussion. I felt like I knew what to do. And it sure was a pleasant surprise.